to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, Rush State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 at 7:06 on a Wednesday. Gosh, July 7th already. It's Carl and Linda Bott. And welcome to Free Fire Radio. It's going to be a great day. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com. You get out of the car, just put it, get your little iPhone up. You can listen to us, your iPod. Joined today by Bad Bob.
You look decidedly lonely over there.
Well, you know what? You know, it's, you know, we're having things done to the house today, and Linda is there. And frankly,
here in spirit.
Frankly, well, she's always here in spirit. Always here in spirit. I couldn't do the show without her. But she's out there cracking a whip over the people that are at the house. We had all types of things going on, and I almost feel sorry for the guy that was putting the fan in. I mean, he goes, he thought it was going to be an easy job, and then he was up in the attic upside down, you know, in 100-and-something degree weather out here. It had to be, you know, 800 degrees in there. But, you know, Bill does a good job, and so he's still working on that. So we have that and a couple of other things that need to be done today. So that's where, you know, that's where Linda is taking care of us at home. Well, I come in here and get to sit here and drink coffee.
Where's Bob Villa when you need him?
There you go. I think he's dead. Or is he still alive?
I think Sears.
Hey, look, we've got a great show today. We have any number of things going on. We have guests coming in. And, you know, some days that you just, there's just news, right? There's just a lot of things that happen. You know, starting right here in River City, we have one more person in the race. Greg Parrish has joined the race for city council. That makes 10 people now. Working people are not being represented by city government right now, Parrish said Tuesday, and this is from the Record Searchlight, citing the unanimous council decision on December 2008 to raise REU rates during the worst recession in generations. Rates went up 7.84% in January 2009 and 7.84% again in December. Nine other potential candidates are also going for these three open council seats. Those include the incumbents Patrick Jones, Rick Bassetti. Potential challengers are Gary Cadd, Russell Hunt, Steve Hobson, John Reet, Sue Seychelles, Sandra Speer, and Francie Sullivan. Well, we better start early and start getting everybody on here because it looks like as this keeps going, we will have enough candidates to fill us up for the next 20, 30 days. And we're going to need to have everybody on a couple of times so you all will be able to ask them questions, see where they're standing. And again, it's going to be interesting. We have, you know, Greg Parrish, who is obviously upset with REU, as many people are. And then you see other people that are looking to toe the line on how much money we spend and spend within our means and have the police and other union members here in the city pay part of their retirement. And then you've got others that appear to say, no, we need to take money from other places and not have the police pay into the retirement fund. It's going to be an interesting time here over the next few months. Now, when we come back, we're going to be talking about declaration of war against the state of Arizona by our government. We're going to talk about openness in the Barack Obama administration, something he promised us by doing a recess during or doing an appointment during a recess, so people don't have to talk about who's going to be heading up the Medicare and the new Medicare administration or being the czar of that, because there's a lot of questions about this doctor. So join us when we come back. We'll start those discussions right after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, clearly News Talk Radio.
On Saturday, July 10th at 7 p.m. at the Cascade Theater, local stars once again take to the dance floor with local dance professionals.
And we want you there this year to help us choose the champion. This year's stars include Rick Hill of Morgan Stanley, Orville Thomas from KRCR News Channel 7, Tad Shackles from Power 94, Karen Hoyt of Shasta Regional Medical Center, Dr. Nancy Eklund of Nancy Eklund Eye Care, and Maria Orozco of Redding Rancheria. Beginning on June 21st, you may vote online for your favorite dancing couple by visiting www.com. www.enjoymagazine.net or anewscafe.com. Make plans to be in the audience to choose the champion. Tickets are only $25 each or $20 for seniors and can be purchased at the Cascade Theater box office or the Women's Refuge on Benton Drive. Dancing with the Stars, sponsored in part by the Tuxedo Den. Enjoy Magazine, KRCR News Channel 7. Hair and makeup designed by Marinello School of Beauty. Mike Burke Photography and this Reading Radio Station. We'll see you there for Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County style.
Mark, technician for Safelite Auto Glass.
The other day, my customer was washing his car. The cold water hit the chip on his hot windshield, and crack! If only he called Safelite sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. A Safelite repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. Plus, with most insurance plans, there's no cost to you.
Let Safelite handle the insurance claim for you. Just call 1-800-800-2727.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
I will not recreate the Sistine Chapel on my bathroom ceiling.
I will simply repaint it.
I will not spend more time waiting to get help
than it takes to paint a room.
I will go to Ace and get what I need fast.
I will be finished.
Then I will watch the Kung Fu movie marathon.
Get in, get help, and get on with your life. Now get $5 off Royal and Royal Finest paint gowns after mail-in rebate at Ace, the helpful place. 10 rebate limit on purchases made between April 1st and July 31st. See store for details.
Five Star Bank is here for you for more than 10 years in the Great North Valley. It's true. Americans are the hardest working people on the planet. Just ask anyone that has made the commitment to be their own boss. Whether you are fulfilling your ambitions by starting your own business or growing your successful business, Five Star Bank is here with smart, safe, and stable advice. Your bank should act like a business partner with your business in mind. Being able to rely on a bank that really understands that kind of relationship is peace of mind. Five Star Bank is here for you. It's tough out there. Let Five Star Bank help you put the shine on this recovering economy. Smart people doing good business. Visit us at 358 Hartnell in Reading or call us at 223-6652. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Yeah. Welcome back on Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. It is 7:13 in the morning. It's going to be 101 degrees today. 101 degrees. It's going to be hot. It's going to be sunny. It's the temperature right now is 70 degrees. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, which is up around Shingletown, so it's a little bit cooler up there. And they're having lunch up there. They're serving lunches and during the week, and then of course dinners over the weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You know, again, we need to make the warning. Beware of putting or leaving your animals inside the car, even for a short period of time. You can bake them quick. And so you've got to watch that. And I shouldn't even have to say this. However, children should not be left in a car, parked in a parking lot while you roll in there to get that gallon of milk or whatever it is. Bad things can happen. So please, 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 please don't leave your animals. Don't leave your children. Don't leave elderly people. Don't leave your wife. Don't leave your husband in there. Just because you're tired of him. You know, get him out, put him in the shopping cart, and push him down the rows with you. All right. Doesn't Arizona have enough problems? They have been invaded. They're standing up for themselves. And what happens? President Obama declares war on Arizona. They took a step into the immigration by when it says it's filed a lawsuit seeking to throw out Arizona's crackdown on illegal immigrants, saying the law blatantly violates the Constitution. So it's going to be, I tell you, it's going to be a fight over this one, because here's Arizona who's been begging for help and going to Obama personally and saying, we need your help down here. We need your help down here. Obama's been ignoring it for one reason. Votes. Yes, that's right. Votes. He's afraid to take it on. And I don't know why this should surprise anybody, because look what he's done with the Gulf down there. And they've just found out there's could be thousands of wells out in the Gulf that have been capped off but may be potential leakers. His leadership in the Gulf has been woeful. His leadership in other areas has been woeful. Now, I said, let's give President Obama a chance, and we did. I mean, come on. How much of a chance you need? Well over a year in the administration. You've got the border on fire. In El Paso, they're taking shots across the border into the city hall. They need help. And the way that President Obama is helping them is by suing the state of Arizona because they stood up for themselves. The legal action is going to represent it completely puts down everything that Arizona did, declaring that the law will cause the detention and harassment of authorized visitors, immigrants, and citizens who do not have or carry identification documents. And here's my favorite part. While altogether ignoring humanitarian concerns and harming diplomatic relations, whose diplomatic relations are we hurting? Mexico? Is that what we're worried about? What Mexico thinks of us? A third world country who has the biggest thing right now is a drug war going on, who's like their third or fourth largest source of income is illegals they push across the border. We're worried about that? There's something wrong here, my friends. You know, what Arizona said is, look, we've said nothing that the federal law doesn't say. If you look at California law, too, I'm pretty sure it says if you're here and you are not a citizen of this state, you've got to carry some kind of identification, or citizen of this country. You have to carry some kind of identification. Am I wrong? If I am, let me know. Do we choose to enforce that? No. And so the fact is that Arizona isn't just stopping people who they think, oh, they look like they could be illegal. It's in conjunction with other stops. It doesn't have, you know, that they just pull people over for that. And, you know, Governor Brewer has called the lawsuit a terribly bad decision and defended their law as reasonable and constitutional. And Arizona passed this law after years of frustration over problems associated with illegal immigration, drug trafficking, kidnappings, murder. It's a home to an estimated 460,000 illegal immigrants. The law requires officers, while enforcing other laws, to question a person's immigration status if there's a reasonable suspicion that they are in the country illegally. The law also makes it a state crime for illegal immigrants to not carry their immigration documents and bans day laborers and people who seek their services from blocking traffic on streets. Oh my gosh, what a horrible law. You know what's horrible is that the citizens of Arizona and other states who, by the way, are looking to have a law like this have to do this. Why can't we protect our borders, Mr. President? Why is it so blatantly political that we can't protect our borders? Now, you can point at the last administration and say, oh, what did they do? Well, you're right. But you are the president. You are the one that sought this job. You are the one that said that laws would be on the books, that everybody, or proposed laws would be on the books, that everybody could see it for 5 days, and you didn't do that. You said there wouldn't be lobbyists in government. You didn't do that. You said there'd be transparency in your administration. You haven't done that. You said there'd be bipartisanship in your administration. You have not done that. And the first big time you had to shine and to show just where you stood on the Gulf oil disaster, guess what? 500 miles of beaches are being hit by oil. Oil is still pouring out at millions of gallons a month. What have you done? You weren't the cause of it, but you sure as heck haven't helped it. All right. There are a few other things that are going on in the world too. This one on illegal immigration is just it's big. It's big because, you know, it gets into the Constitution. It does get into the Constitution about just what a state can do to protect itself. And the question is you see a state trying to protect itself, and now the United States government is going after it for not doing its job. So it not only is not doing its job, the federal government, in protecting the borders, it's now hampering the states trying to save themselves. Let's go to the phones. Linda, you're on KCNR 1460.
Hi, Carl.
Hi.
You know, you probably already made the point, but every citizen has to carry ID. You have to show it when a police officer stops you. You have to show it all different places. So your ID is something you carry on you. Every citizen does. Well, they're treating illegal aliens better than they treat citizens by saying they don't have to carry ID. You know, what's the big deal about showing your ID? You have to show it everywhere. Some kind of ID, a driver's license, which they shouldn't get, but they can have a card, an ID card of some kind, that they can show. So they're treating illegal aliens better than they treat actual citizens.
Well, you know, this, Linda, this whole thing is, it's for votes. The whole thing is votes. They do not want to alienate the Hispanic population of this country. If they do that, you know, they know that, you know, he's already, the Obama administration has already has slid dramatically in those, in people's, you know, of course, in opinion polls, but the main thing is the independents and even Democrats. And so now that you, if you go, oh, yeah, we're going to close the border, you know, they're afraid they're going to lose votes. And that's their reasoning.
Well, it all comes down to politics. You're right, they want the votes. But they're wrong because of the way his opinion polls have been sliding downward because of the way Obama is running the country, taking over General Motors, firing the CEO of General Motors and taking it over, and then not paying the shareholders what they were supposed to get and saying, you'll just take this or nothing.
And gave it to the unions. He paid the unions off. So.
Mm-hmm. And it's sneaky the way he does things. Like, he has the power to appoint this Medicare czar while the Congress is in recess, but to avoid Congress having to okay it, authorize it, or vote on it. But it's just the way he's running things. That's why people are, their eyes are opening. The Obama zombies, I shouldn't call them that, I guess, but
well,
the,
you know,
people who blindly, the white guilt or whatever, they voted Obama in. So he's president now, and whoever would have dreamed that we would have a president, Barack Hussein Obama, who is not a Christian, he hasn't found a Christian church, he's a Muslim, and
well,
we have someone who doesn't love the country the way that we love it.
Well, you know what, he has never declared he was a Muslim, he has declared he is a Christian, he has gone to a Christian church. So I can't, you know, I'm not going to agree with that, Linda, but I tell you what, I think people are starting to open their eyes because there are things he said he was going to do that he didn't do, and things that he said he wouldn't do that he is. We're getting, in this next segment, we're going to be talking about that Dr. Bergman that you were just talking about, and what he has said, or Berwick, and what he has said in public about rationing of care. But we got to take a break. Linda, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you for letting me make my point.
Absolutely. This is what, that's what we're here for.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
This is Carl Lindabad on Free Fire Radio. It is 7:24 in the morning. We got to take a quick break here. Join us after these messages.
The Anselmo Vineyards Wine Tasting Room is a sanctuary of elegance. Built on the structure of the original ranch house, you'll feel welcome in our cozy retreat. The tasting room offers majestic views of green pastures and the Trinity Range, and above all, wonderful, award-winning wines whose appearance, fragrance, and finish make your experience first class all the way. Chef John Stadelli's imaginative entrees will leave you with an impressionable gourmet experience like none other. Make a lifelong memory, satisfying all of your sensations when you visit Anselmo Vineyards. Just a short distance from Redding, it will become your favorite romantic getaway. Call the ranch at 474-5546 or visit our website at AnselmoVineyards.com for lunch, dinner, and wine tasting hours. That's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards, your destination getaway.
Hi, this is Carl Hawkins of the Local Builder Showroom.
And Pat Barnes from Barnes Painting.
And Dennis Pochert from Dennis Pochert Plumbing.
And we'd like to invite you to tune in every Saturday from 3 to 5 to Around the House Radio, where we feature great local contractors who are here to provide you with advice and information on everything from remodeling to the maintenance of your home. So be sure to tune in every Saturday to KCNR 1460 from 3 to 5 for Around the House Radio. Or give us a call at the local builder showroom, 365-9852, where the advice is always free.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palocedrodentistry.com. At ease.
Your car runs better with AMSOIL. Here's why. Petroleum oil thickens in cold weather and boils away in hot. Not only that, the additives wear out, so you have to change oil all the time. AMSOIL synthetic motor oil is impervious to both hot and cold temperature operations. What's more, you don't have to change the oil as often because AMSOIL runs cleaner and lasts far longer than conventional motor oils. Call Bob at 526-0762 for more info.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Wednesday, July 7th, Carl on the bottom. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. It is 7:26 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by BNT Satellite. Go to BNT Satellite. You want that home theater system. You want that sound system that goes around. You want dish with free HD. Then you go see a Doug Atuli. He's been servicing local customers since 1985. Doug's a veteran of the 82nd Airborne. And while you know that you have to be gung-ho to get into something like that, he's just as gung-ho about taking care of your satellite system, taking care of your communication needs. His phone number is 244-1988. B&T Satellite is located off Airport Road, just down from Burrito Bandito. You can't miss it. Look for those satellites. Tell Doug that you heard it here. All right, doctor, you know what? Linda's not here because she is on a roll at the house, probably giving it a rant like this to get some things fixed. We've got fans and air conditioning and trees. And it's just you have to get them scheduled in the morning because it gets too hot later in the day. But let's go on to, again, transparency in the Obama administration. Oh, he's planning to appoint the head of Medicare and Medicaid without a Senate hearing. Excuse me, which part of transparency don't we understand here there, Mr. President? He's going to use a so-called recess appointment to put Dr. Donald Berwick in charge of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, a White House official said. He's a pediatrician, Berwick is. He's a Harvard University professor. Hey, are we hearing the word Harvard a lot when you talk about the Obama administration? And he's a leader of a healthcare nonprofit organization. Now, he is supported by the American Medical Association, who, by the way, doesn't represent all the doctors, just a small percentage, and they are leaving it like crazy because they're seeing that they were sold out. Now, and his nomination is being done without even our elected representatives even being able to ask him a question. Now, why do you think that is? It's because they don't want to open up the health care fiasco once more to the public. He told an interviewer last year that the decision is not whether or not we will ration care. The decision is whether we will ration with our eyes open. And right now we're doing it blindly. Also, I heard him say, and this was in his words, he also said he believes in a redistribution of health care from the wealthy to the poor. Well, where have we heard that before? Joe the plumber? Huh? How much money do you need? I think Mr. President said that. Of course, he's sitting up there with all of his expenses paid for and makes $6 million a year off a book. Probably somebody helped him write. So the question is how much money do you need? Well, I tell you what, if you earn it, that's how much money you need. If the problem is now in this administration is keeping it. Hey, we've got to take a break here for the news. This is Carl on the Bottom, Free Fire Radio. Time is 7:30. Join us after these messages.
From the Fox Business Network, the most powerful name in business news. The temperature is soaring on Wall Street today, but inside the stock exchanges, things a little tepid at best. In fact, the Russell 2000, which tracks small company stocks, is officially in bear market territory, down more than 20% in the past 3 months. People are borrowing less and saving more. The American Bankers Association says the percentage of Americans behind on their credit card payments is down to an 8-year low. Less than 4%. The head of BP is on a cash-hunting expedition in Dubai. Tony Hayward meeting with Mideast money moguls, hoping to raise funds to help pay for the Gulf spill cleanup. Meantime, work is continuing on a relief well that BP hopes will finally shut down the gusher, but that's not expected until next month. And Walmart is in negotiations to open its very first store in Washington, D.C. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ashley Webster.
In today's dynamic healthcare environment, the role of physician assistants and nurse practitioners is ever expanding. I'm physician assistant Lisa DeAndre Linnell.
And I'm nurse practitioner Mimi Secor. We're the hosts of Partners in Practice, the new series for advanced practice clinicians on ReachMD, the channel for healthcare professionals.
So join us on XM Satellite Radio, channel 160, ReachMD.com.
Or the medical radio application on your iPhone.
ReachMD,
the channel for healthcare professionals.
Hi, this is Diane from Country Kitchen. Everyone knows we serve a delicious, hearty breakfast made with the freshest ingredients and served with a smile. Custom-made omelets, eggs benedict, house-made breads, and of course, our famous cinnamon rolls. But let's talk lunch. Country Kitchen also serves a fantastic lunch. The burgers are hand-pressed and served on freshly baked buns. The deli meats and cheeses are the highest quality and served on your choice of house-made bread. The soups are handcrafted, most of which are Country Kitchen's original recipes. For the third season, our summer salads are back by popular demand. This year, we've added two new salads that are sure to become favorites, a classic Cobb and a grilled chicken Caesar with marinated artichoke hearts and avocado. All of the summer salads are served with a house-made dressing and your choice of cornbread or garlic toast. Whether it's breakfast or lunch, you're sure to find something to satisfy your appetite. Stop by the Country Kitchen and check out our great new fresh look. Located on Hilltop Drive, just south of the new Trader Joe's, Country Kitchen, your breakfast or lunch destination.
Don Stent for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A letter from a customer. Gary wrote, "After a collision, my car steered erratically on mountain roads. The shop doing the repair replaced the frame, but it still steered erratically, not to mention the hassle of trying to get them to do it right." He said, "It irritated me when you said you would charge me just to examine my car. I had second thoughts about spending any more money on it." You explained, you did not just look at a car and guess. You compared the measurements to the factory specifications and put together a report. Well, it was the best money I ever spent. You found the problem, repaired it, and now my car drives great. Well, Gary, we appreciate the platter of delicious cookies you delivered a few days later. But we can't take all the credit. You ultimately had to make the decision yourself. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, I'm Dr. James Kremet from Shasta Dental Care. My team and I have probably seen it all when it comes to problems with your teeth. In fact, you may be like some of our patients, good people who used to be unhappy with their smiles. Does this sound familiar? You notice your teeth getting darker as the years go by. Maybe you avoid having your picture taken, even at important events like your child's wedding. You avoid some foods that you really like because they're hard to chew. Good foods like steak and salad. You might even be afraid to smile, even in front of those that you love the most. And whether this is you or someone you care about, it doesn't have to be that way. We can help. No guilt trips, no embarrassment. You've endured enough of that already. If you want it, we can use sedation to keep you comfortable. We've helped hundreds of your friends and neighbors with these same problems. At Shasta Dental Care, we provide health, comfort, and beauty through dentistry. We want to help you.
Call Dr. James Crummett at Shasta Dental Care at 241-2326. That's 241-2326. Or on the web, visit RedingSedationDentist.com.
Yeah. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott at 7:35 in the morning. Our phone line here is 605-4567, and we're streaming at KCNR1460.com. Linda's not here because in every house, there must be some repairs done, and she's in charge of that today because everybody's getting out there early before it hits 103 today. It's 103, going to hit 103. Hot. We're talking hot here. It's already 71 degrees. It's gone up a degree in the last 15 minutes. And this way that it's going in, it'll be like 80 before we get off the air at 9 o'clock. You know, this Thursday, you know, you just, you know, summertime's baseball, right? Baseball, apple pie, mother, all those things. Anyway, the Colt 45s are finishing up their youth camps this, you know, this week. But on Thursday night, at 7 o'clock, the Colt 45s host Santa Rosa for the Thirsty Thursday half-price beer night. Bob's looking happy. Gates open at 6 o'clock. Beer is half-price until the fifth inning. And that's brought to you by Redding Distributing. Now, you know why it only goes to the fifth inning, Bob?
Why is that, Carl?
It's because if they keep slamming them down to the ninth inning, they end up with all the cars stuck in the parking lot that evening. So we stop it about the fifth, halfway through the fifth inning. But it's half-price beer night for Colt 45s. You know, we're going to get down there this weekend. Now, the Saturday and Sunday, they're going to be hosting the first place in their arch rival, the Humboldt Crabs. You know, how'd you like to play for a team called the Crabs? I don't know. It's you know, Bob says, what's so strange about the Crabs? I'm not even going to address that, Bob. Okay, game times are 7 p.m. for Friday and Saturday and 5 p.m. on Sunday. That lets the Crabs get out of town. So, Thursday night, half-price beer night. I love this. You know, community radio. This is, you know, this is our hometown team. And if you don't know, we had Greg Cadray on before, the president of the team. You know, this guy is a wild man. Hey, our guest. Again, you know, part of the things we love about our show and being able to do this is we're able to highlight local businesses. And we've got a gent here now that has got a store that, I mean, everybody should know what the name of this store is. As Seen on TV Store. How could anybody not know the name of this? Gene Haheim. Haheim, like Anaheim. Getting close here?
Perfect.
Okay. Hey, Gene, good morning, and welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me here, Carl. Appreciate it.
Well, you know, it's you know, like I said, you know, our job here is to keep Reading strong, and we believe in keeping Reading strong is by supporting our local businesses. You know, money spent here is money that stays here. So, As Seen on TV Store, how did you get into that business?
Well, actually, Carl, I've been in that business since 1961.
Okay.
Right after the Seattle World's Fair up in Seattle, I got a job demonstrating different products at home and garden shows. And I've been doing this ever since. I've actually sold a lot of this stuff and demonstrated at shows before it was ever on television.
Now, this is like at county fairs?
County fairs, state fairs, all the home and garden shows, yeah.
Well, let me tell you something. That is my favorite place at the fair.
Yeah.
Is to go into those buildings and to see all of these great things that are for sale.
Yeah.
And these gadgets.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. Now, how long have you been here in Reading?
I've been here about 5 years. Before that, I had a store in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. And I moved here about 5 years ago. I met a lovely lady here in Reading. I've known her for quite a while. And we got married here 5 years ago, and I've been here ever since. I love it here in Reading.
Well, you know, that's what got me to Reading. Initially, was a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
I ended up marrying, but, you know, I stayed here because Reading's a great place.
Yeah. I told you yesterday,
I heard
your wife sing at that tea party. She was fantastic.
Well, she is. She's just a beautiful singer.
Yeah. My wife does a lot of the TV commercials. Okay. And as you can see, I have a perfect face for radio.
Well, that seems to be running in this studio today. We all do. Gene, you said you came here and said you used to be in Coeur d'Alene in Seattle. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
About myself? Well, I've been demonstrating these different products throughout the years. And I have a good friend of mine in Tennessee who has 13 As Seen on TV stores. And about 10 years ago, he kind of took me under his wing and opened the one in Coeur d'Alene. Then I moved down here. And we actually have three of them here now. We have one in Reading, one in Chico, and one in Roseburg, Oregon. And we're going to open one in Portland, Oregon. My youngest son will run that.
Oh.
And we got about everything you see on TV that we can get. It's really hard to find. But I'm fortunate that I know most of the people in the business. As a matter of fact, we've got some stuff that we put on TV ourselves. You were just talking about the temperature today.
Right.
I have the best cooler you'll ever have in your home. On sale now, this week, $150. We sold a ton of them last year for $200. And it's a little cooler that you move around to different rooms of your house. It'll cool the whole room, and you'll love it. $149.95 this week at the CLN TV store.
And that's what's playing on our ads, too.
Yeah.
Hey, we got to take a quick break here. We're talking to the As Seen on TV store owner, a small businessman right here in the city of Reading. He came here, decided to stay here because he fell in love in a number of ways. But, again, now here's a small businessman that's expanding his business during this time of recession. So I find that really refreshing and really courageous. So we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
This is the annual event you won't want to miss. It's music, it's barbecue, it's fun for the whole family, and it's free to the public. Pepsi and Budweiser proudly present the first annual Sundial Music Festival and Rib Cook-Off coming to the Reading Convention Center September 11th and 12th. Two stages on the Convention Center lawn with free entertainment by Firefall, the Coasters, Penny Lane's tribute to the Beatles, the California Cowboys, and Nothing Fancy's tribute to Lynyrd Skynyrd. Four of the largest barbecue cookers in the country, serving up the best barbecue you've ever tasted. I can taste it now. Over 150 vendors, the Kids Zone play area with face painting, games, climbing wall, jump houses, barbecue rib cook-off competition with $5,000 in total prize money, beer and wine garden, benefit fun run for CASA, and so much more. Bring the whole family and spend the day. It's free admission, and with over 150 vendors, you won't run out of things to see and do. The first annual Sundial Music Festival and Rib Cook-Off September 11th and 12th, sponsored in part by Rivers Restaurant, Gaia Hotel, KRCR News Channel 7, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. Admission is free to all.
Hello, this is Barbara Jacobson.
And I'm Dana Peterson with the Largent team at Keller Williams Realty.
What is it you don't know about real estate that you really want to know?
Or need to know?
Wondering when an REO is?
Or a short sale?
Is it a good time to sell or is it a good time to buy?
What's happening in the lending market and how does it affect you as a seller?
Or as a buyer?
Get the answers to your questions by calling 248-5602 or listen every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. to the Kurt Largent Real Estate Radio Show.
Right here on KCNR 1460.
Join the adventure at Grace Baptist Church on Churn Creek Road for SeaQuest, Diving for God's Treasure. Incredible Bible stories, inspiring crafts, innovative games, puppets, skits to reinforce the SeaQuest lessons, prizes, and snacks. Mark your calendar and bring your children, grandchildren, or friends to Grace Baptist each day, July 12th through July 16th, from 9 a.m. to noon, ages 4 through 12. This could be their most exciting vacation all summer. Call Grace Baptist for more information at 222-2128.
Show your support for local veterans and enjoy delicious home-style food at the same time. Millie and Kathy from the Classic Cafe will be serving up a spaghetti feed with proceeds going toward a new roof for the American Legion Post 720 in Shasta Lake. There will be a raffle to help support this very important project. It's on July 10th starting at 11 a.m. at 4309 Vallecito Street in the city of Shasta Lake. Tickets are just $6, available at the Classic Cafe, 2477 Athens Avenue, the Palisadro Barbershop, or at the American Legion Hall in Shasta Lake.
Hi, this is Scott Dieter, owner of Dieterville Construction. We're a full-service general construction company specializing in all your building projects, both large and small. Locally owned and operated, we've established ourselves as a leader in the foreclosure rehab market. We're the only certified Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac repair specialist north of Sacramento. Property cleanup, remodeling, to construction consulting, and the final rekey. Let Dieterbilt be your finishing touch.
Call Lisa or Scott at 524-6003. Dieterbilt, we are here to help you love your home.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 7:45 on a Wednesday, July 7th. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. It's Carl Linda Bott. Linda is taking care of the home fires there. We've got eight or nine things having to be done at the house. Kind of all accumulates. You know how that happens? And then everybody shows up early because they don't want to work because it's going to be 103 today, hot and sunny. Temperature right now is 71 degrees. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo's. Our guest is Gene Haheim, who has been, you know what, it's one of those things that, you know, it's a local business that's expanding, but As Seen on TV store. And you're out at the Shasta Center right down there around Cohan Luke's and Gibler's Furniture. Yep. Down there. We were at on a remote out there yesterday. And, I mean, the place is filled up with people, with all local businesses.
Yeah, Keebler's do a great job down there.
Okay, so what are some of the things we can find in the store? I mean, when we see it, you know, I see things on TV. Like, you know, let me tell a quick story here. Is that I would be on a temporary duty trip, you know, from one spot in the United States to another. Usually it's, you know, I'd have jet lag, and I'd be laying there in bed at midnight watching something. And the greatest ideas would come on. You know, they'd say, hey, you know, you need this. This is a drubbler or whatever that is. And or you need these, you know, these steak knives, you know, these cutting knives. It seemed like such a good idea, so I would buy them. But everyone would see, as seen on TV, you can't buy these in stores. Well, as it turns out, now you can.
You have to look for them, but we look for them all over the country and bring them in as quick as we can. I don't have any problem with the old stuff.
Uh-huh.
But the new stuff, we have a hard time getting it. Sometimes it takes us a month or so to get them in.
Like what? Give some examples of that.
Well,
that
they had a knife called Yoshi Blade.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man, everybody wanted it. It was on television for $20, and we couldn't get them. We finally got them in. But we still sell the old Miracle Blade. As a matter of fact, I have Ginsu knives in the store.
You have Ginsu knives?
I do. I sold...
Those have got to be 50 years old.
Well, the first Ginsu knife I ever seen was in 1962, demonstrated by Ron Popeil, Illinois State Fair.
Popeil, isn't that Popeil's Pocket Fisherman?
Yes.
Do you have those too?
I have it, yeah. Ron Popeil sold the Ginsu knife in 62 for $2. $2.
Oh, my...
Same knife today, only they're $20.
Yeah,
well, we have them for
you
$5.
You can probably still make them for $1 too,
yeah.
So, or 50 cents, or I don't know how much.
They're really good.
Oh, but
knives.
You're, well, they are good knives. So, so you've got them though. You got them.
I do. Well, now it's called TV knife.
TV knife.
Yeah, and they're $4.95.
Oh, so you can't use the word Ginsu anymore. Huh?
Well, I could if I wanted to, but it's just called TV knife.
TV knife.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know, they had, what were those other things they used to have? Those, you know, you could you know, chop up food, you know, four chops and all this, and you know, the hand slapper thing, walker.
Yeah, Chop-O-Matic. I have the salsa making machine, and that's my favorite one. I demonstrated that for over 20 years.
Well, you know, that's salsa. You know what? I may have two or three of those.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, because every time I saw one or saw it demonstrated at the county or the state fair, I'd buy one. And you know, but I move a lot, so I don't know where they all go to.
I sold that chopper with Billy Mays. Oh, 20 years ago.
Billy Mays,
yeah.
Now, you know, that was, you know, he was huge in the industry.
Oh, he was. He was like our hero.
Yeah. And he's passed away just last year, though.
He did, yeah. We got a big sign on our store that says Billy Mays for president, and that would be a great improvement.
Well, let's just get those political sides in there, too. I feel like your store is, you know, is just almost like a trip down nostalgia lane.
Yeah.
To go in there to see things that you've seen, you know, a million times. Oh, okay. We're getting questions here.
Okay.
Okay.
They want to know if you have Mr. Steamy, which I had to ask, is that a calendar or an appliance?
Oh, that goes into the dryer. That's something that goes. It's a dryer something, right?
Yes, it's a ball that you put in your dryer, put some water in the ball, and while it's in the dryer, it takes all the wrinkles out of your clothes. You don't have to iron anymore. We do have them.
They have Mr. Steamy.
Yes, we do.
And I have a Mr. Steamy in here, but Bob was wearing some of his shirts in here. We call him Mr. Steamy.
Is that
this
right?
Could be now Bad Bob could go to Mr. Steamy Bob. So, you know, okay, so I just, you know, I'm just getting a big kick out of this because it's, you have one here, you have a store in Chico,
yes,
one in Medford,
Roseburg,
and then you're going to open one
in Portland,
mm-hmm. And so you're expanding your business here,
right? I'm not going to participate in any kind of a slowdown of the economy. I'm just, you guys can do that. I'm not going to participate. I'm just going to keep working.
Yep, keep working, keep opening stores,
yep.
we'll keep broadcasting here. You know, we have,
and you know, Carl, that's why I'm here today. I really admire you and your show. I really, and you buying this station and going for it. I love it.
Well, thank you very much. You know, it's you know, we wouldn't have done it unless we had got, you know, unless we had heard a lot of support and when we left the last one, and we did. So it was a step forward, and it was a decision to stay in our town that we love, and you know, we've never regretted not one second of it. That taking a step forward and getting into the business world, like you know, as you all have been, and so many of our friends have been for so many years. We just have to make sure that we can protect the rights we have and try to protect, you know, the money we make. you know, and at least enough to keep going here.
You're right.
Okay, we're going to have to take a quick break here. This is Carl and Free Fire. Well, Bob, why don't you just break in here on that? Okay, we have senior discounts, right?
Every Wednesday, 10% off are all seniors and military every day.
Oh, military. Okay, military
every
discount
every
day, and seniors on Wednesday. It's
right.
A 10% discount, and today is Wednesday.
It is.
All right. Hey, Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
Hey, Dad.
Morning, son.
Shh.
You know you got to sneak up on them trout.
So this is how you're enjoying your retirement. You worked hard. You earned it. Nothing like fishing for trout before breakfast.
You know, I wish I was as good at fishing as I was at running my business.
Dad, I think you're pretty good at both. I have a lot to live up to.
And so, how's that business you're trying to start? You know, these are some pretty tough times.
Well, other than getting good advice from you, I need to find a good bank that I can count on. Nice cast.
Five-star.
Five-star cast?
Five-star bank. Good people. They know their stuff. That fellow over at Five-Star Bank, he's given me some pretty good advice.
Okay, I'll visit them first thing Monday morning. Hey, looks like you hooked one.
Five-Star Bank, dedicated to a burgeoning business. Professional, progressive, personal. Five-Star Bank, 358 Hartnell Avenue, Reading. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And 5, 6, 7, 8.
One singular sensation. Every little step she takes.
It's back. Mark your calendars for July 10th. Shasta Women's Refuge will hold the 4th annual Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County style, at the Cascade Theater. This evening's dance will be packed full of star dance performances, and the audience is going to have a chance to vote for their favorite performer to walk away as champion of the year. July 10th, it's Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County style. Tickets are $20 for seniors and youth and $25 general admission at the Cascade Theater. Heads up, shoulders back, and 5, 6, 7, 8.
One singular sensation, every little step she takes. One thrilling combination, every move that she makes.
Psych Talk, psychology for everyday life.
Join us, Katie Cundy and Ryan Frost, local marriage and family therapist interns.
Each week, we talk with local professionals and explore important mental health issues.
Our upcoming topics include suicide, child development, brain development, and sexuality.
Tune in for emotional health and psychology you can use.
Saturdays at noon on KCNR 1460.
I'm a wife, a mom, and a grandmother. And for 26 years, I've been a registered nurse and health educator. Hi, this is Nancy Sutton Pierce. Join me every Saturday from 11 to 12 a.m. on the Conscious Living Show. It's your time. Let's talk health, love, life challenges, and so much more. Set your dial at 1460 on Saturday at 11 for the Conscious Living Show. Brought to you by Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga and Hilltop Medical Clinic.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460. It's Carl and the Bot. It is 7:55 on July the 7th. It's going to be 103 today. It's right now 73 degrees and rising, so it's gone up 2 degrees in the last 20 minutes. We're doing good there. Hey, there's going to be a big band extravaganza on July 17th. It's a fundraising event to benefit the American Veterans of Northern California. It's going to be at the Holiday Inn Hotel, and they're going to have a plated dinner, and it's a choice of a number of different things there. It's going to be $45 per person, and for ticket information, you can call 921-0156. That's 921-0156. Fundraising event to benefit the American Veterans of Northern California. So give them a call at 921-0156 for more information. They're going to have the Straight Ahead Big Band, a silhouette of the 1950s, Swing It, Music, Dance, and Fashion. Hey, our guest today is Gene Haheim, who is the owner of the As Seen on TV store and many others. Is not many others, but three others. He's opening up. And a resident of Redding for the last 5 years because he fell in love with a beautiful woman.
Yeah,
and Redding.
Oh, I love Redding too, yeah.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's part of it.
Yeah.
Tell us, you know, like I said, you know, when I see this and we're talking about it, we've had just a big, you know, we just had a big kick. So during the break, Bob pulls up, this Bass-O-Matic from Saturday Night Live from 1976 where they put a fish into a blender, you know, the Bass-O-Matic. It was either that or he's going to pull up something that's called Mr. Steamy, but it didn't have anything to do with laundry. Okay, Gene, what are your hours there?
We open every morning at 9.
Okay.
And we close at 7.
Now, are you there all the time?
No, I'm hardly ever there.
Hardly there.
I'm there, but I'm in the back room paying bills.
Okay.
Paying taxes.
Paying taxes?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I don't mind paying taxes for people that genuinely need some assistance. It's people that make lifestyle choices I have a real problem with. I mean, a real problem with. You know, you want to do something stupid, why should you use my money to do it?
Well, that's exactly right. I feel the same way.
You know, Gene, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, it's like I said, it's like Nostalgia Lane. We're talking about these things, plus the fact you have, you know, good prices, a local business. The money stays here in town. Your taxes stay here in town. You know, the support our local businessmen. So,
I love Redding. And I like it even better. Every time I go out of town and come back, I like it better.
You know, it's like that. You know, you get that way, so you appreciate it. Well, hey, thank you so much for being our guest here for this last segment. Let's go to the phones here. Jay, good morning.
Good morning.
You're on KCNR.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Fine. We're fine.
Hey, I just wanted to say it was really nice meeting you and Linda yesterday.
Oh, well, thank you. Thanks for stopping by during our remote.
It was a pleasure, you know. Linda's actually sweeter. I mean, she's very sweet on the radio, but she's even sweeter in person. So it was really neat to meet you all face to face.
Well, you know what? We need her to be as sweet as possible to balance me out.
You know, that's what I said about my wife. We celebrated our 5th anniversary not too long ago. And I said, you know, I'm taking her to Rivers because the woman's had to put up with me for 5 years already.
There you go. Congratulations. 5 years, so that's good. But we really appreciated you stopping and you sat down and talked to us, and you had something very important to say about people that on DUIs, because you see them in your job, and it's how their lives can be completely ruined by that.
Well, you know, my line of work, I gotta admit, I was kind of sheltered as a child, and I'm very thankful for that fact. But you know, in my line of work, I see a lot of people who have made poor life decisions and who are now suffering for it. And so if I can at least give a warning out to the people who, you know, are making a minimum of them to avoid just one little thing to help make their lives better, then, you know, I appreciate you giving me a medium to do that.
Well, now tell everybody who you work for and how you see these people.
Oh, I work for Redding Yellow Cab, and I see these people because they no longer have cars.
Because on one moment they made a decision that's impacted on them for probably the rest of their lives.
Yeah, so. And so, you know, it's, you see a lot of different people, you know, from all walks of life in a cab. You know, elderly people need to go shopping, to people who just don't have a license anymore. And, you know, not that I'm trying to wipe out my source of income here, but I'd like to see fewer people from the DUI side, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely. It was really outstanding for you to talk about that and again, delivering that type of message. Jay, thank you so much for stopping by and for calling.
Well, it was a pleasure, and I love your show. You guys are great. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks so much, Jay. And what he was talking about was that, you know, we were talking about the number of DUIs over the 4th of July weekend and how, what a huge, huge impact that has on people's lives. And you know what? In the next segment, we're coming back and we're going to talk about some things here in the state. You know, the governor signed the landmark egg bill into law. We need to talk about that. And the Long Beach City Council votes to pursue a medical marijuana tax. You know what? If we're going to have it, let's just tax it, just like we do cigarettes, just like we do any other tobacco products. So, you know, I'm just thinking, is if we're going to have it, let's tax it. If we're not going to have it, then let's get rid of it. But if we are, let's just take advantage of people with medicinal problems, I guess you're saying. Carl Lindebot, we're here on KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio. Now, we're going to break here. When we come back, we've got a couple of surprise guests rolling through here. Plus, we're going to be talking about the local elections and those other things we were talking about. So join us after the news. Call in about Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. He was close to Osama bin Laden. Now he admits he's a terrorist, pleading guilty at Guantanamo.
Ibrahim El-Khozi is one of the oldest and longest detained here at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The 50-year-old from Sudan is Osama bin Laden's alleged cook, accountant, and bodyguard. He was picked up on the battlefield near the Afghan border in 2001.
Fox News Radio's Jessica Stone at Gitmo. El-Khozi, only the second suspect there to plead guilty. One of Al-Qaeda's top terrorists about to be indicted in New York, where Fox News Radio's Todd Starnes is live.
Yeah, that's right, Dave. His name is Adnan Shukri Juma. This is one bad dude. The FBI says he had ties to last year's foiled plot to bomb the New York City subway system. He's also among the top candidates to head Al-Qaeda's external operations. In other words, he would be the man in charge of planning global attacks. He's been able to elude the FBI for years and still remains at large, Dave.
Todd, 3 U.S. troops dead in Afghanistan. So are 5 Afghan soldiers. They were killed by friendly fire at an airstrike, and NATO General Joseph Blatt says it's
right now subject to a very detailed investigation.
It's 95 degrees and still morning in Richmond, Virginia. The heat wave melting the Northeast yet another day could hit triple digits from Charlotte up to New York. Advisories or warnings up in more than a dozen states. Well, too often this is not the case. But a little Missouri girl kidnapped is found alive and well. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has this live.
Dave, we still don't know who took 4-year-old Alyssa Meyer while she was playing in front of her home and what happened during the 24 hours that she was missing. Police Chief Tim Fitch says a call came in last night about a child wandering near a suburban St. Louis car wash.
Our officers, after conducting an interview with the child, realized this was indeed the missing child.
The 4-year-old was 80 miles from home. Her hair was cut short and she appeared to be tired, but now she's back with her family. Dave?
Jennifer, on Wall Street, a rally, the Dow up 145. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Meet Tracy Swift, owner of a new Chevy Malibu.
And then when I saw the Chevy Malibu, and I saw the interior, the black interior with the white outside, I said, this car has it. This is the look I want. Previous vehicles that I've owned, my last one was a BMW 328 XI. I didn't like the interior styling, to be honest. The Malibu gave me more space. It had a very styled look. The interior was superior.
I just love the interior styling all over. I think they did everything right.
Well, we were going on a trip up to Connecticut. Of course, we had lots of things, and there was still room to spare. So when I went shopping, I could still put shopping bags in the car.
People have to start thinking about Chevy again, and that they produce a quality product with a great price. It's safe, it's comfortable, and it's beautiful.
To hear more of Tracy's story and to learn more about Malibu, visit Chevy.com and may the best car win.
Three of the accused Russian spies busted by the FBI in the American suburbs were due in court in Virginia this hour, but that's been canceled. They aren't charged with espionage and could ultimately be deported. And one of the 10 in the case may be involved in a prisoner swap.
The lawyer for detained scientist Igor Sutyugin says the Kremlin wants to swap the nuclear weapons expert for one of the accused Russian agents detained in the States last month. And Sutyugin's family says he'll be released and sent to Britain when the swap is made. Sutyugin was sentenced to 15 years in 2004 for passing classified information to a British firm, accused of acting as a front for the CIA. No word yet on who Moscow is expected to exchange Sutyugin for. In Moscow, Jessica Gallagher, Fox News Radio.
It's day 79 of the Gulf oil spill, and rough seas have hampered the cleanup and made for some needed repairs on the containment boom. Meanwhile, more boom is being put in place, and Ocean Springs, Mississippi's Mayor Connie Moran says,
you can't see it. You can't even skim it. So this boom would capture all of that oil product.
Now, BP CEO, he's far from the Gulf.
Tony Haywood met with officials from the Abu Dhabi State Investment Fund, that is flush with cash from Arab oil. Officially, the meeting was to discuss BP's existing work in the region, but some speculate it wants to find help to pay for the cleanup. And if a place like Abu Dhabi bought a sovereign stake in BP, it might help ward off a takeover. BP will not say what Haywood's mission is. It says he is not holding out a begging bowl, but a spokesman says he wants people to appreciate the firm's true worth. In London, Alistair Wanklin, Fox News Radio.
It's still flying high and powered only by the sun. An experimental plane took off this morning in Switzerland on a 24-hour test flight. It's flying loops in Swiss airspace, soaking up rays in its 12,000 solar cells, hoping to have enough energy to fly through the night. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 8:05 in the morning, July 7th. It's going to be 103 today, and the temperature is about 74 right now. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. You know, if you go on up to Shingletown, it's a little bit cooler, and they're serving lunch every day of the week. And, of course, dinners and the wonderful ambiance up there is just some place to, you know, to experience, and it's a destination of choice there. Linda's not here because we had a lot of work that has to be done around the house today. And everybody's insisting to come in at early in the morning so they don't die as they're up in the roofs later on during the day when it's 103. So she's taking care of the home fires, which we are, we arm wrestled for, and she beat me, so sent me in today. Hey, we have a guest today. You know, as you know, we're talking a lot about the Dancing with the Stars and all of these great people that have involved themselves with this. And I, when I say great people, I sincerely mean that, because it's not just that they're involving themselves as a just as kind of like an afterthought. This is a big thing. This takes a lot of time, and we welcome every one of them. And today, Karen Hoyt. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fabulous, thank you.
Oh, great. Now, you are one of our six contestants. And I know you've been practicing for hours and days and weeks at this time.
Yep.
And now, and you brought with you today your partner, Parker Burr. Good morning, Parker.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Doing pretty well.
You've been doing this for how long now?
I've done Dancing with the Stars. This is my third year at Dancing with the Stars, and I'm excited to come back this year and hopefully win.
Okay, now you, this is, like I said, you're 18 years old, so you've been doing it for 3 years.
Yeah, well, I've been dancing longer than that.
Well, yeah, but for Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
And now you, when you graduated, which school did you go to?
I went to Foothill High School.
Foothill, and you're on your way to?
Long Beach State.
Long Beach State. Okay, now are you going to come back next year and try and do this?
Possibly, it depends where I'm at. We'll see.
Okay, Karen, we've said this about every one of you all. Courageous and really care about our community.
Yeah. I can't think of, it's a lot of work and it's a lot of fun at the same time, but it what makes it so great is that it's helping a Chess Women's Refuge that really needs the help. So this is a great cause, and so all of the hard work and it just makes it even better.
Now, you work at Shasta Regional.
Yes, I do.
And what do you do over there?
Marketing director.
Okay. And how long have you lived here in Redding?
Actually, I've lived here almost 15 years, which is amazing. I can't believe it's been that long, but yeah.
Time goes by fast.
It does.
Now, in case people haven't been following this, is that, Dancing with the Stars is something we do every year, and it's done to raise money for the Shasta Women's Refuge. And each one of the dancers kind of like says, hey, I'm going to raise money as part of the deal here. But how did they approach you on this to say, how would you like to dance with the stars?
Oh, how did they ask me to do it? Yeah. Well, actually, Barbara Harrison, I love that gal. She sent me an email asking if I would support it, and I thought she meant Shasta Regional maybe supporting it as a sponsor, and I said, absolutely. And then the email came back, oh, my gosh, you'll be a great dancer. I thought, oh, no, what did I just get myself into? But then I thought, oh, it'll be okay. For some reason, I just kind of thought, well, maybe it'll be good. I'll learn how to dance. But Barbara was kind of sneaky that way, and I'm glad I took the challenge.
Well, and Parker, last year, I think you were part of the team that won.
I was.
And so who were you dancing with last year?
Last year I danced with Melissa Hunt, and she was also a great partner.
So how is dancing with Karen here?
It's actually been great. She's picked up really fast, and she's really persistent and keeps trying, and we're doing great, and I'm really confident going into it. I have no worries.
No worries. Okay.
No, not this year, no.
Hey, Melissa, he didn't mean he had worries last year, okay? What he meant was, well, he's just 18. I'm sure that that's not exactly what he meant to say, but he just knew last year was great too, though. Karen, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about, what you all have been doing, and for the last month now or more, as far as the dancing, 6 weeks, and and we start talking about the kind of dances also. So I think that's going to be. I find it very interesting that everybody we've talked to, says, we've got to do this one and things they did not even realize. So we're going to get into that. This is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
If you're hankering for some scrumptious barbecue like pulled pork, tri-tip, or southern-style slow-cooked ribs, then you need to get on over to Brick Smokehouse Barbecue and Grill on Placer Street. Not sure your taste buds are craving smokehouse barbecue? Then Brick's also has burgers, hot dogs, fries, wraps, salads, and much more. Call in, take out, or dine at Brick Smokehouse Barbecue and Grill. Located downtown Reading at 1718 Placer, across from Holly's Bail Bond. Or call 245-9158.
Hi, my name is Heather, and I work at Espresso Joe's. We've been in business for over 34 years and had the very first espresso machine in Reading. Espresso Joe's has over 30 gourmet coffees to select from, and we can brew them over 60 different ways. Not only does Espresso Joe's have the drink of your choice, but also an extensive array of espresso supplies, so you can brew your own. Not sure how to use that espresso maker? Just ask me. Need a quiet place to drink your espresso? Go next door to our community room. Open up your computer and use our free Wi-Fi. We want you to enjoy your experience. Come and meet the T&B Sweeties and order your favorite cup of coffee. Espresso Joe's is located inside Tobacco and Brew at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Sundays. That's Espresso Joe's at 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hey, Rich, have you seen my motorcycle? It's not in the garage.
You know the guy who saw the ad for my old truck on the Trading Post?
Well, what's that got to do with my motorcycle?
He saw it next to my truck, and he wanted a package deal.
And?
I got full asking price for mine, and you didn't do so well.
Well, you better get back on the Trading Post and get me another bike.
ShastaTradingPost.com. Free classifieds, fine jobs, local real estate info and sports, and so much more.
Thanks, ShastaTradingPost.com.
ShastaTradingPost.com. Buy local, shop local, dine local, stay local.
Where do you go when you want to buy that special piece of jewelry? Where do you go when you need an honest opinion and a trustworthy jeweler? Four Winds Jewelry. Whether selling your gold, redesigning older jewelry pieces, or buying that special stone, engagement, or wedding ring, Four Winds Jewelry is the place to go. Four Winds Jewelry has been in business for over 30 years. Four Winds Jewelry has traveled around the world, developing relationships to bring you the best in quality gems and loose stones. You deserve the best. You need a jeweler you can trust at prices you can afford. Four Winds Jewelry also has the only on-site expert watchmaker and repairman specializing in high-end watches. Come in and see us at Four Winds Jewelry.
Four Winds Jewelry on Hilltop Drive in Reading, across from C.R. Gibbs. Open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4. For private appointments, call 222-2750. That's Four Winds Jewelry.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 8:13 in the morning. It's July 7th. It's going to be 103 today. It's 75 right now, hot and sunny. If you're going to be working on top of the house, you might want to start before now to do that. This portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite out off of Airport Road, right down from Burrito Bandito. Doug Tooley's the owner down there, and he puts in those home theater systems in your any type of media, plus dish, satellite, free HD. He's been serving local customers since 1985. And Doug's a veteran of the 82nd Airborne. He guarantees his work, and we've had people call in afterwards and say how happy they were that they had used Doug and B&T Satellite off Airport Road. Go down and visit him. Hey, our guest today is K Karen Hoyt, who is Dancing with the Stars, and her partner, Parker Burr. And you all have been attached to the hip now for the last few weeks, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, tell us about dancing. I mean, you haven't done it before. I mean, everybody dances. I mean, you know, at different levels, of course, but this is completely different.
Yeah, completely foreign to me. It was like, okay, you know, when we first started practicing, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is harder than I thought. My feet are not going to do what I think that they should do so easily. So it's been a struggle, but Parker's been so fabulous. He's really patient and a really good teacher.
So what dances are you doing?
We're doing a quick step, and for the second round, we're doing a disco. And what's kind of cool about the second round is that it's a freestyle, so we got to choose what we're going to do. And I think that's making it really interesting this year, because it's so hard to compare all the dances this year because they're all so different, because everyone's doing a different style.
The quick step, now, I mean, because after, I've never, ever in my whole life watched Dancing with the Stars until Linda and I got married. And now we watch Dancing with the Stars. And, you know, the thing with the quick step is, you know, your little feet are twinkling across the floor, your head's a certain way, and you're smiling the whole time, right?
Right, something like that. Yeah. You're flying across the floor is kind of what it
feels
like.
Flying across the floor. You know, and I saw them watching their little toes just, you know, just going for it like that. So, but now it's, then it's going to be disco.
Yep. We're doing disco. Something fun with Donna Summer's Last Dance.
Oh, my gosh. Now, you know, can we expect to see the white suit there, Parker, and, you know, the John Travolta moves?
We're definitely thinking about it.
You'll have to come and see.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to be there, as are, it looks like, about 900 of your closest friends. Now, a big thing of this, the main reason we have the Dancing with the Stars is to raise money for the Shasta Women's Refuge, and everybody is doing fundraisers. Now, you've got another one tonight, is that correct?
Yeah, we do, down at Market Street Steakhouse tonight from 5 to 9. If you come on down, you can come over after work for happy hour, or you can bring your family down for dinner. They'll donate 15% of the proceeds. Dr. McConnell is going to bring his whole portfolio of photographs that are just stunning, as you've seen them before.
Yes.
And he's going to sell them, and half the proceeds go to Shasta Women's Refuge.
Wow.
And then we have the Grilled Cheese Band. They're an amazing band. I don't know if you've seen them before. They play all over town. And Rob Delker, one of the guys in the band, is our perfusionist. He works with
Dr.
McConnell.
You know, we have seen them.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The Grilled Cheese. And I'm trying to think, well, weren't they playing
Maritime.
At the Maritime? Okay.
Yeah.
And these are... And you were worried about them being able to show up because they had an emergency heart operation that day.
At 2:30 that
day.
That's
right. And then, and then they show up after that. They come running in and they start playing.
Yep. It's amazing. So, you know, it's just one more fun event, a way to get together. And it's great that Market Street Steakhouse is going to donate 15% of the proceeds tonight. And so it's fun for everybody. It can be after work, family, anybody, by yourself, come on down. And it's just going to be fun. And we have a few guest celebrity bartenders. Jeff Avery, everyone's favorite insurance guy.
Everybody's.
Everyone's. And Dr. McConnell's going to mix a few drinks, and so it's going to be fun. So we hope
if you have
everyone.
Not met Dr. McConnell, we've had him on the show before. We're going to have him on again. We need to arrange that. This is an outspoken man who's a Vietnam War veteran. He's a chest surgeon or heart surgeon, and just a great guy. And he's got some pretty strong opinions about things going on. We've had him on before, and he was a great guest. We'll have him on again. We'll slide by today and say, of course, hello and donate our money to the cause. And, you know, I guess if you're going to have a band and you're going to be in a bar, I guess having a band that's made up of people in the medical profession is really a good idea. Just a thought.
It is. It works well.
Okay. So, we've got, like, I think there's, you know, we've got six dancers out there. It's going to be July 10th, and it's going to be at the Cascade Theater. And I guess you can still buy tickets for it.
I think there are a few tickets left. This event every year does sell out. So if there's tickets left, I wouldn't, you know, and you want to go, I'd get going down there today or tomorrow.
I'd call them. I think you can even go online on, but I'd get really hot on that because I think that, you know, they were talking about, as you said, they sell out every year because it's such a great event. And let me applaud you. For courage.
Well, thank you.
I mean that. You know, Parker does this. He's been dancing his whole life. And he gets out there. It's just like, hey, this is a job. It's a great job. He likes it. You know, he's out there. But for people like you and Rick Hill and the rest of them that are, the rest of you all that are out there, that's a big step.
Yeah, I know. I'm wondering how I'm going to feel at, 6:55 on Saturday, July 10th. right before we go on. I'm sure it's going to be a little nerve-wracking, but as Parker says, it'll be over before you know it, and figuring, you know, for a good cause, just another few minutes, and it'll be over.
Well, it's a great cause, but here's the thing is, everybody out there appreciates what you're doing. And it's like you've got 900 of your best friends watching you. I mean, it really is, because people are there for the reason of helping other residents in our community, and we're there for a good reason, and you all are putting it out there. You know, I defy anybody to not enjoy themselves or anybody to be negative. I've never heard it, and this is our third or fourth year of going to this, that I have never heard one person say anything negative.
Yeah, I've heard lots of great things about it from, you know, people attending from the, the stars or the contestants that participate every year, and I'm going to be saying the same thing. It's been an amazing experience. I just adore Parker. He's been fabulous, and everyone is just a great, the whole group is amazing. Yeah. So really fortunate to be a part of it.
Well, that's super, and thank you so much for volunteering your time and your body for this thing, because everybody I've talked to, too, I mean, their feet, sprained ankles, toes getting stomped on, and that's usually the partners that are the kind of professionals. Just the hard work you do, and you do a job all day long, and then you go out and do this. Mm-hmm. I said, we applaud you, and we ring the bell. Ah. We ring the bell for all the people from Dancing with the Stars.
Well, thank you very much. I can't wait. The first thing I'm going to do on Sunday is go get a pedicure, because the shoes are really wreaking havoc with my feet.
Okay, tonight at the Market Street Steakhouse, fundraiser, 15% of all proceeds goes to the Shasta Women's mm-hmm. Refuge. Dr. McConnell's going to be there. A band's going to be there. Just having a great time.
Yeah, 5 to 9, Market Street Steakhouse.
Okay, we'll see you there.
Thanks,
Carl
so
and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Diane from Country Kitchen. Everyone knows we serve a delicious, hearty breakfast made with the freshest ingredients and served with a smile. Custom-made omelets, eggs benedict, house-made breads, and, of course, our famous cinnamon rolls. But let's talk lunch. Country Kitchen also serves a fantastic lunch. The burgers are hand-pressed and served on freshly baked buns. The deli meats and cheeses are the highest quality and served on your choice of house-made bread. The soups are handcrafted, most of which are Country Kitchen's original recipes. For the third season, our summer salads are back by popular demand. This year, we've added two new salads that are sure to become favorites, a classic Cobb and a grilled chicken Caesar with marinated artichoke hearts and avocado. All of the summer salads are served with a house-made dressing and your choice of cornbread or garlic toast. Whether it's breakfast or lunch, you're sure to find something to satisfy your appetite. Stop by the Country Kitchen and check out our great new fresh look. Located on Hilltop Drive, just south of the new Trader Joe's, Country Kitchen, your breakfast or lunch destination.
You've seen it on TV, now see it at the As Seen on TV store. Hundreds of As Seen on TV items, new products coming in every week. Tired of paying high electric bills to keep your house cool? The As Seen on TV store now has SPT evaporative coolers in stock. Thousands were sold last year for $199.95, and for a limited time, they're offering it for only $149.95. For less than a dollar a day, you can beat the heat. Why pay shipping and handling? Take it home and enjoy it today. As Seen on TV store located at 1746 Cherry Creek Road behind Dairy Queen.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
Hey, Rach, have you seen my motorcycle? It's not in the garage.
You know the guy who saw the ad for my old truck on the Trading Post?
Well, what's that got to do with my motorcycle?
He saw it next to my truck, and he wanted a package deal.
And?
I got full asking price for mine, and you didn't do so well.
Well, you better get back on the Trading Post and get me another bike.
ShastaTradingPost.com. Free classifieds, fine jobs, local real estate info and sports, and so much more.
Thanks, ShastaTradingPost.com.
ShastaTradingPost.com. Buy local, shop local, dine local, stay local.
A singer in a snow-capped room. I smell a wine.
Versace perfume.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNAR, 1460. It's Carl and the Bot. Hey, that song was the story of my life until I met Linda. Okay. Phone lines here, 605-4567. It is 8:24 in the morning. We're out there going out over KCNR1460.com, too. It's going to be 103 today. It's 75 degrees right now. Weather's brought to you by Anselmo's. And this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know what? I like Joe and Shelley. They own it, Tobacco and Brew. But I like them because they're great citizens. They're great community supporters here. You know, the fact that they've got Espresso Joe's that serves such great coffee, you know, served by the TMB Sweeties and, you know, and a great, tobacco store and a walk-in humidor, that's just part of it. I like them because they support our community. I support them. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay. You know, I can kind of like turn it loose a little bit here. There's a lot of things going on. The new egg bill. Do you know what the new egg bill is? That Schwarzenegger just signed the new egg bill. It's legislation that requires that eggs sold in California come from hens that are happy. How do we know if hens are happy? Well, they say they'll be happy if they're not crammed in the cages. The law requires all eggs sold in the state as of January 1st, 2015 to come from hens able to stand up, fully extend their limbs, lie down, and fully extend their wings without touching each other on the sides of the cages. I want to know why there isn't legislation that says the same thing in an airplane. Why do hens get a better deal than me flying across country? I can't extend my limbs. I can't reach out on both sides without touching somebody. I can't turn around. And I pay a lot of money to fly on airplanes. Anyway, this new regulation complies with the standards outlined in Proposition 2, which we, the voters, overwhelmingly approved in 2008. And this Californians have made it clear that they don't want unsafe eggs from hens crammed into cages. Well, how do we know it's unsafe eggs? I mean, I can say we don't want to have, you know, you don't want to see any animal suffer, all right? Okay, now I'm being a little facetious on part of this. How do you know the eggs are unsafe? How do you know that chicken's running around out where it's free and wild and they're eating stuff off the ground, that their eggs are as safe as others? I mean, that other eggs from hens in cages are safer than theirs. That's just a thought. The other things that are coming on here. Okay, let's go back to Long Beach. Long Beach City Council voted to pursue that medical marijuana tax. It looks like they want to hold a public hearing next month on whether to place a measure on the ballot in November that would levy a 5% tax on medical marijuana collectives. Oakland already taxes medical marijuana, and Berkeley, Sacramento, and San Jose are considering similar measures that would tax collectives 2.5 to 5%. And as one councilman says, we tax alcohol, we tax cigarettes. Why wouldn't we want to look at taxing marijuana? We're turning over every rock to find new revenues. And also, medical marijuana cultivation sites would also be taxed by the square foot. The square foot. I find that so interesting. We talk about what's going on up in Trinity County. We're talking up around Hayfork. And, you know, the county supervisor is going to be down, last week. He's going to be in next week, Roger Hagel. And we're going to talk about what's going on up there, how hundreds of acres are being used for marijuana cultivation. And my question is how does that happen? How do you get hundreds of acres that go into marijuana cultivation? Is there that many recommendations being written up there? Is it the fact that people are selling their recommendations to growers for thousands of dollars in free marijuana? I'm sure that's not happening because this is just for medical marijuana. And before I get the hate mail and the emails and the phone calls, we support the fact if you want to use marijuana for medical reasons, for valid medical reasons. We have no problem with that. Linda and I have no problem with that. In fact, frankly, I could care less what you put in your body if you're an adult, as long as I don't end up paying for it because you've made a lifestyle choice. But here's what I do have a problem with is that people are taking advantage of it and acting like, oh, you know, this is strictly for medical purposes. It's not. We know that. It's not. If it was, you wouldn't be having the land plundered to the north. And trust me, my friends, come November in that ballot initiative, when it says, are we going to legalize marijuana in the state of California, do you think that the feds are going to come after that law like they came after the Arizona law and say, oh, wait a minute, this goes against the federal laws? You know, this is a banned substance. Do you think they're going to sue us for that? Are they going to make us defend that law in court like they're doing to Arizona right now? Well, they could, and they should, and if they don't, California then becomes the marijuana capital of the world and the export capital to the rest of the states. And you can guarantee that's going to happen right here if we pass that. Because if it's legal, why not do that? Let the other states worry about whether it's legal or not in their state. These are just things we'll be discussing next week. We're going to take a break when we come back. We've got any number of things we want to talk about, including this town in New Hampshire that lets everybody carry a weapon. They can even take them to work. This is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lori London. A guilty plea at Guantanamo for a close associate of Osama bin Laden.
Ibrahim El-Khozi is one of the oldest and longest detained here at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The 50-year-old from Sudan is Osama bin Laden's alleged cook, accountant, and bodyguard.
Fox Radio's Jessica Stone in Guantanamo Bay says he was picked up on the battlefield in 2001.
His convoy allegedly separated from bin Laden's near Tora Bora, allowing the al-Qaeda leader to escape. Under new military commission rules, El-Khozi can neither get credit for time served nor be eligible for a death sentence.
Another top al-Qaeda figure about to be indicted in New York.
His name is Adnan Shukri Juma. The FBI says he had ties to last year's foiled plot to bomb the New York City subway system. He's also among the top candidates to head al-Qaeda's external operations. In other words, he would be the man in charge of planning global attacks.
Fox Radio's Todd Starnes in New York. Fox News. We report, you decide.
The Anselmo Vineyards Wine Tasting Room is a sanctuary of elegance. Built on the structure of the original ranch house, you'll feel welcome in our cozy retreat. The tasting room offers majestic views of green pastures and the Trinity Range, and above all, wonderful, award-winning wines whose appearance, fragrance, and finish make your experience first class all the way. Chef John Stadelli's imaginative entrees will leave you with an impressionable gourmet experience like none other. Make a lifelong memory, satisfying all of your sensations when you visit Anselmo Vineyards. Just a short distance from Redding, it will become your favorite romantic getaway. Call the ranch at 474-5546 or visit our website at AnselmoVineyards.com for lunch, dinner, and wine tasting hours. That's 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards, your destination getaway.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, this is Frank Muse for Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I and the crew would like to thank all of our veterans, now and in the future, for keeping this great country safe. Also, a special thanks to all the folks who made the 4-H and FFA barbecue a huge success. Without these businesses and people donating, we would not have had such a great barbecue. It puts a lot of money back into our local 4-H and FFA groups. Thanks to Kent's Meat and Groceries, McConnell Foundation, Miller Equipment, Muse Trucking, NorCal Kenworth, North Valley Bank, Northern Lights Energy, Lima Construction, Plumas Bank, Precision Auto Lube, and In-N-Out Mini Mart.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Show your support for local veterans and enjoy delicious home-style food at the same time. Millie and Kathy from the Classic Cafe will be serving up a spaghetti feed with proceeds going toward a new roof for the American Legion Post 720 in Shasta Lake. There will be a raffle to help support this very important project. It's on July 10th starting at 11 a.m. at 4309 Vallecito Street in the city of Shasta Lake. Tickets are just $6, available at the Classic Cafe, 2477 Athens Avenue, the Palisadro Barbershop, or at the American Legion Hall in Shasta Lake.
Adam and Nina Rotello have a lot to figure out about managing their spending.
He takes care of the finances. I meddle.
She wants to know what's going on.
Everybody should. That's why State Farm agents are there with a free discount double check to make sure drivers are getting the discounts they deserve, like 17% for combining car and home policies.
Basically, when you get a good deal, you win.
We want to win.
Hello, this is Craig Winton. You can look me up online at cwinton.com or feel free to give me a phone call at 223-5598.
State Farm is there. Discounts may vary state to state.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 8:35 in the morning. It is 75 degrees, going for 103 today, July 7th. As for you people who say, I'm just having such a great time every day, I don't even really care what day it is. I've been places where I didn't care what day it was. Linda's not here because we have, you know, everybody has things they have to do to your house and all that. Well, ours are all kind of catching up, and we're trying to get them all done at one time, but they need to start early in the morning. So Linda's there cracking the whip over everybody. We had one gentleman that was there, was up in the attic trying to put a fan in the other day, and it must have been 185 degrees up there. He went up there at 205 pounds and came out at 140. So that was, it was bad. Hey, Meg Whitman says, I'm in this fight, and I'm in it to win. Well, it appears that Brown and Whitman are locked in a dead heat. That's right. A new field poll shows that Brown leading Whitman by only one percentage point, a statistically insignificant difference. So you could say Whitman could be leading Brown. She trailed Brown by 21 percentage points in an October field poll before closing in on him in January. 40% of the voters now rate Brown negatively, nearly equal to the 42% with positive views. Brown's favorability rating plummeted from last year when twice as many voters viewed him positively as did negatively. Well, that's probably because nobody was, you know, shining a light on Mr. Brown. Was governor 30 or 40 years ago. If you take a look at Meg Whitman's commercials that she's running, the spots she's running against Brown, it makes him look like he's like 104 years old. I think he's 71. The thing about it is that we'll see what happens as after Brown kicks it in, because he hasn't even started his campaign yet, which is one of the things that was bothering the Democrats. They were starting to be upset with this, is that Whitman took a deep breath after winning the nomination for the Republicans for the governor's race, and then just took off right away attacking Brown. You know, one of the things that we've talked about today, and I've gotten like six emails on this, most of them about the same. But it talks about that in Congress in 2001 and 2003 enacted several tax cuts. And these are all going to expire on January 1st, 2011, unless the Congress does something about it. The personal income tax will rise. There's going to be higher taxes on marriage and family. The marriage penalty will return from the first dollar of income. The marriage penalty is a narrower tax brackets for married couples. The child tax credit will be cut in half. Standard deduction will no longer be doubled for married couples relative to a single level. The return of the death tax. That means that's a 55% top death tax rate. Goes up to 55% on estates over $1 million. Now, you're saying to yourself, whoa, you know, they've got all that money. Well, think about this. Think about farmers and ranchers and people that may have, you know, a home that they've built and they've kept their whole lives, and it's up, you know, the appraisal has gone up, it's appreciated, and now it's over that. And, you know, they may have $2 or $3 million worth of property like that, that now all of a sudden the government gets 55% on that, on the tax rate. I could be not completely correct on that, but I'm almost positive that's the way it is. Higher tax rates on savers and investors. Capital gains tax will rise from 15% to 20%. There are a few higher taxes in the Obamacare. Several will go into effect on January 1st, the medicine cabinet tax. You're not going to be able to use health savings accounts or flexible spending accounts without being taxed. Special needs kids tax. And see, if they don't index the AMT on this, that will lead to an explosion for tax-paying families. Small business expensing will be slashed, and 50% expensing will disappear. Now, all of these are ones that existed. And I read somebody said, well, wait a minute, you know, that cost the country so much money. Well, it also, the country made a lot of money with those tax cuts. Now, they can be extended, these tax cuts. But I would be surprised if that happens. I would be surprised to see if all of those were enacted. Because the administration is looking for money because, frankly, the economy has not risen. The economy has not recovered. We are still losing jobs at a high rate. Unemployment figures still continue, 450,000 new claims every week. The small businesses are holding on to their money because they don't know what's going to happen next with this administration. They're not hiring. They're not expanding. They are trying to react to something that the Obama administration is going to do, and they're just not sure what it's going to be. So what happens? What's the next thing we need to do? Yeah, that's right. Let's raise taxes. Got to take a quick break here. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. We come back. We had a big argument yesterday, not just about taxes and stuff, but do you see those trails in the air that airplanes leave off? I can't believe it. But I'm going to offer a cash reward here in the next segment about this. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
This is the annual event you won't want to miss. It's music, it's barbecue, it's fun for the whole family, and it's free to the public. Pepsi and Budweiser proudly present the first annual Sundial Music Festival and Rib Cook-Off coming to the Reading Convention Center September 11th and 12th. Two stages on the Convention Center lawn with free entertainment by Firefall, the Coasters, Penny Lane's tribute to the Beatles, the California Cowboys, and Nothing Fancy's tribute to Lynyrd Skynyrd. Four, count them, four of the largest barbecue cookers in the country. Serving up the best barbecue you've ever tasted. I can taste it now. Over 150 vendors, the Kids Zone play area with face painting, games, climbing wall, jump houses, barbecue rib cook-off competition with $5,000 in total prize money, beer and wine garden, benefit fun run for CASA, and so much more. Bring the whole family and spend the day. It's free admission, and with over 150 vendors, you won't run out of things to see and do. The first annual Sundial Music Festival and Rib Cook-Off September 11th and 12th, sponsored in part by Rivers Restaurant, Gaia Hotel, KRCR News Channel 7, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. Admission is free to all.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease. Where are the best dinner prices in town? Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista Town. That's where. Imagine a juicy, tender New York steak, ribeye steak, or beer-battered jumbo prawns for only $8. A tender filet dinner with prawns for only $12.95. And there's many other different dinner options to choose from. Where is this great place? Dry Creek Station is on Highway 299, 8 minutes east of I-5 in Bella Vista, right across from the fire station. Or call 549-5386.
I enjoy Tobacco & Brew. Why? They have the finest walk-in humidor in the North State. They also have an excellent choice of tobacco accessories to include pipes, humidors, cigar cutters, and lighters. And after you've made your selection, walk on over and have a great cup of gourmet coffee from Espresso Joe's. Then pick out your favorite wine or beer. They have a great selection. Tobacco & Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. So much more than just a tobacco shop. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, it's Carl and Linda Pott. It is 8:45 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. It's going to be 103 today. It's 75 right now, and it's going for it. Okay. yesterday. I mean, we talked about taxes, and everybody's like, oh, my God, taxes. Oh, no, it's they're going up. You know, I realize that Obama said there'd be no new taxes, but there's been so many other things said in his administration that just don't seem to be happening. Never expected him to declare war against Arizona, which is what he did. Now, we got into another heated discussion, and when I say heated, it's not violent or anything, about chemtrails. Or are they contrails? We have somebody in, you know, in our offices over here that is convinced that there are chemtrails. And, you know, they did, Mark Beecham had something in one of his blogs about some people came in and asked about the different types of chemicals that are in the ground. Now, we've had people on the show before, and we will do it again, that will swear to you that planes are up there releasing chemicals in the air to do something. I guess it's to stop global warming or things like that. That they've seen 23 planes in a straight line flying across. 23 straight chemtrails being released. Here's the offer, my friends. I will give anybody $100, a check. It's a good check. I will give anybody $100 if you can prove to me that these are chemical trails up in the air that you're seeing up there from all these planes. If you can explain to me what exactly this is, who's doing it, and why they're doing it. If you can explain that to me. And then you've got to answer my one question. Well, it's two questions. How do they do it? And if it's this large of a conspiracy, because a conspiracy is defined by things being done by a number of people, usually two or more, that to achieve results and other people don't know about it. You need to explain that to me also, how this can be done. And my whole thing on this is a logistical problem it would take to put 1,000 tons of this stuff, or 100,000 tons, or 1,000,000 tons, into aircraft and send them across the United States to drop drop chemicals all over the place. So, $100 seems like, have me question what I think is worth $100 to me. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think that, I've looked at the videos. I've listened to people. I can't explain why there may be more of a certain chemical in the air or on the ground. It could be, I don't know. There could be reasons for that. It could be stuff blowing up here from other areas. There could be any number of things. I do not believe that planes in the air are leaving chemical trails on purpose that are harming our environment. Bob, are you disagreeing with me on this?
I do not disagree with you, because as I pointed out during the break, you see World War II photographs of the bombers in formation leaving behind these nice white puffy trails. It's an interaction of heated hydrocarbon with moisture in the atmosphere, period.
Well, what about how these contrails or these trails get bigger? And, they get bigger and seem to cover more than other ones.
The process is the same as what happens when any cloud forms, and a meteorologist could explain this far better than I could. When you have these particles in the air, moisture collects on the particles, and they tend to grow. This is how clouds grow. It is a cloud.
It is a cloud. Okay. Well, like I said, my whole question on this is the amount of people it would take, in the amount of equipment and the amount of this particles that they would have to load in the planes that have to leave from someplace and land in someplace, and nobody's heard about it. We can't keep a secret. We can't keep things that are top secret. How could we keep something like this unknown? We must have a lot of people that believe as we do. Now, we'll have somebody else in here. And we've had people on before that are just, they are bright, intelligent people, and they believe totally in the idea of chemtrails. But as one of our friends also said, you know, just because I don't believe in what, you know, your rumor doesn't believe, that doesn't mean that my rumors aren't true. So, you know, I guess that's it. Okay, we got to take a quick break here. Call in the bot. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Hi, it's Patrick John, the very first winner of Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County. South. I got my trophy to prove it. This year's fundraiser is bigger and better than ever before, with six more local stars, including Power 94's Tad Shackles, Maria Orozco from the Redding Rancheria, and KRCR News Channel 7's Orville Thomas. All six stars have been working hard to raise money and learn two different dances, all to entertain you, make you laugh, and leave you amazed this Saturday night as Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County Style, takes over the Cascade Theater. So get your tickets for an amazing night right now at the Cascade Theater box office or log on to Q97Country.com. All the proceeds from Dancing with the Stars go directly to the Shasta County Women's Refuge. They do amazing work. They are the local agency dedicated to providing resources for victims of domestic abuse and sexual assault. So please make plans to join us. That's this Saturday night for Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County Style at the Cascade Theater. Tickets are available now at the Cascade Theater box office or at Q97Country.com.
Furniture for life, Kubler Furniture. Everything we do is all about you.
Kubler's Furniture's Red, White, and Blue sales event is on now. If you've been waiting for the chance to furnish your home with beautiful furniture at affordable prices, now is the time. Up goes your buying power and down goes the cost with skyrocketing values throughout the store. You'll find famous makers like Broyhill. Have company coming for the summer? Find a convertible sofa sleeper for just $369. Kubler's is putting their best selections out on the floor for this grand and glorious sales event. Plus, 6 months, no interest with minimum payments. Haul it yourself and save an extra 5%. Kubler's Furniture's Red, White, and Blue sales event going on now.
Kubler's Furniture, furniture for life.
The Red, White, and Blue sale is now on at Kubler's Furniture, your Broyhill Showcase Gallery on Turn Creek Road in the Shasta Center.
Keeping your money local is important to the community. We at Shasta.com are committed to this philosophy. One way you can help keep your money local is to switch your internet to Shasta.com.
You're right, Regina. Hi, I'm Andy Main. When you switch your DSL service to Shasta.com, you get a free modem, free virus and spam protection, local tech support, and no hidden fees. We are proud sponsors for local events like Cool April Nights, the Reading Rodeo, and others. The support we give these causes comes from dollars we put back into the community.
Still on dial-up? Now's the time to move to high speed. This is the best deal for DSL around, and we are here to help you get connected. Call today to learn about our installation services. So what are you waiting for?
To sign up, visit us on the web at Shasta.com or call 224-6866 or come by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Take back your internet service and bring it home. And don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, it is 8:53 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. 77 degrees. We've gone up about 7 degrees here in the last hour. It's going to hit 103 today. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo. Anselmo's up there by Shingletown, and it is cooler up there. They're serving lunch every day. It's what a great destination. Frankly, you know, talking conspiracies and conspiracy, you know, the movie we're talking about, conspiracy theory, but also conspiracies like, you know, chemtrails, FEMA camps, aliens, Area 51. This is a great, you know, this is a great
late
show.
Late night radio show.
Late night radio show. They go that. But you know what? I think, you know, we have room for the North State conspiracy theories here, too. I mean, everybody's got something, you know, food. Are they putting things in our food to control us? What about, well?
Fluoride. Oh, you were fluoride. In town when with the big fluoride thing broke.
Oh, no, but I remember. You remember George C. Scott and Dr. Strangelove, and he was having problems with bodily fluids because of fluorides, things that the government was doing. Is our government doing those things? If our government is, haven't they been having to do this for, like, decades under different administrations? Or do we subscribe to the theory that it makes no difference who's the president is because it's always being run by a shadowy New World Order that's running this? headed up by people like George Soros or other people.
The Trilateral
Commission and all those. Yes, that's true. You know, I mean, the thing is it's like our friend said. Just because I don't believe in your conspiracy theory doesn't mean that my conspiracy theory isn't true. I like that.
And how much of that would be misdirection from another direction?
Oh, you know what? This is... We get a lot of emails about this. And, you know, usually what I do is, you know, I'll go take a look at it. You know, what are the FEMA camps? Why are they building these camps? Is that to move us into, you know, if we have armed insurrection? Well, we never have armed insurrection, but we do believe in insurrection. I believe in insurrection. I believe in insurrection at the ballot booth. I believe in insurrection and voting people out of office who have not kept their promises to us. You know, we're going to finish up today here with, you know, this is something I did not see before we left. It has to do with the American flag. The American flag mural was painted on a concrete siding above a Northern California freeway and was painted over by order of state officials. It was a 35-foot-long flag. It had been painted above Interstate 680 in Sonal by three men after the 9/11 attacks in New York and Washington. Last month, Caltrans officials said it was on state property and ordered it covered with gray paint, igniting a furor, as it should. 2 days later, Schwarzenegger apologized to the artist for the official's decision. And on Saturday, two men decided to restore the mural, so they got the flag back up for the 4th of July. You know, Caltrans, let's talk about Caltrans. Let's talk about these little petty bureaucracies that were out here. You know, we haven't addressed, again, the Forest Department and Sharon Haywood. But it appears, and there was a good editorial today in Record Searchlight, we're going to continue to pursue this. That Sharon Haywood is up there. That you know, they did a study up in another county. Everybody said it was great. Everybody agreed with it. One environmental group said they didn't like it, and they pulled the whole thing. This is what happens. No, so we're talking about Caltrans along the route from Oceanside to San Clemente, down in Southern California, and that just happens to be Camp Pendleton. They were putting flags up along that route, and you could buy one of those flags or donate $20, and all that money was going into Wounded Veterans, Wounded Marines Fund. Some guy rode a clear across the United States. He had lost his leg in combat. He was riding across, but they were putting the flags up, and Caltrans said they couldn't do it.
Is this the same Caltrans that won't eradicate graffiti because they don't have the funding to do that?
Yeah. Anyway, they said that they were not, you know, so they couldn't do it. And this was 2 years ago. So what the commander of Camp Pendleton said was, well, guess what? You can put them on my ground. And that's what they did. They put the flags up. So here it is, Caltrans is saying, oh, you know what? You can't fly the flag on California property. You can't even paint a mural on an overpass. It's California property. Yet I see them allowing other things on California property. Is it just a flag, or is it the sentiments for it? I mean, you know, there's so many stupid things our government does that you would think that they would actually take a look before they do something this stupid and say, you know what, this is really not that important. How important was it to paint over a 35-foot mural of the American flag that was put up after 9/11? Those are the people that you really have to watch out for, my friends. Those are the ones that are appointed. They're not elected. They make these decisions that impact on us. They carry out decisions not using common sense at all. Those are the ones that are really scary, because we can get to the elected ones, and we can change those. And hopefully, if it's a big enough furor that if you go into after changing the elected officials, that they will go down and start changing some of these bureaucracies that really impact on us. Painting over the American flag. And frankly, Mike Quinn, when the first time he put his flags out here on the sidewalk, had somebody from the city say, you can't do that. Well, after a few minutes, they decided, okay, well, maybe we can do that. You know, you probably just, you know, to put up the flags on the 4th of July or Veterans Day or Memorial Day, You can't put those up. Well, see, you're wrong. We can put them up. It doesn't hurt anybody. Nobody's complained, and people like it. There's where common sense gets into it. Tomorrow we've got a number of, it's going to be open line for a lot of, we're going to get into some a few other things. We're going to be talking about other impacts on our city and our state and our government. You know, and the thing is that every day it's something else. Every day something else comes out to take another little bite out of our freedom. And we've got to be watching that. We've got to, doesn't make any difference whether, which side, Democrats, Republicans, it makes no difference. We have to guard our independence. We are the only ones that will. This is Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady, a longtime associate of Osama bin Laden. Cops a plea at Gitmo, admitting conspiracy and material support to Al-Qaeda.
The military judge had to be satisfied that Al-Qaeda freely gave the submission of a guilty plea, understood the evidence that was against him, and also that the evidence really supported a guilty plea.
Fox's Catherine Herridge at Guantanamo, where Ibrahim Al-Qaeda becomes only the second accused terrorist to plead guilty. In New York City, a man believed to be a high-ranking Al-Qaeda figure who's been at large for years is now expected to be indicted today in connection with a foiled subway bomb plot. Federal prosecutors believe Adnan Al-Shukri Jumah met with one of the would-be suicide bombers. In Afghanistan, a deadly case of friendly fire. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin has this live.
Yeah, Lisa, five Afghan soldiers died when NATO aircraft mistook them for insurgents and opened fire.
I do clearly regret